so yesterday we started the sugya of mitzvos trichos kavanas. Let's go a little bit further in the sugya of mitzvos kavanas. We had a basic hakira. If you hold mitzvos ein trichos kavanas, what's the lumdus of mitzvos ein trichos kavanas? Does it mean that kavanah is totally irrelevant, or does it mean no? Kavanah is. Evan, did you get a thing? Does it mean that kavanah is totally irrelevant, or does it mean kavanah is relevant? It's just that we assume stamalishma. We assume that probably you had kavanah, even if you didn't explicitly have kavanah. So we discussed, we pointed out the Torah that holds that lechachili you should have kavanah, so we thought maybe that was a raya, that it's a din of stamalishma. And then we said, no, that's not necessarily raya. Maybe the reason lechachili you should have kavanah is from mitzvah min amuvchar, or something like that. So we weren't sure that was a raya. Now, the other discussion is, what if the old mitzvah srichas kavanah? Is there any benefit whatsoever in doing a mitzvah b'li kavanah? Meaning, does it count as anything if you do a mitzvah without kavanah? Is the shita that holds mitzvah srichas kavanah, let's say it like this in Mamdas. There are two elements to a mitzvah. There's the ma'isa mitzvah and the kavanah mitzvah, right? So there are two ways to understand it, to understand mitzvah srichas kavanah. One way to understand mitzvah srichas kavanah is without the kavanah, the ma'isa is meaningless. It's like you have zero. And the other way to understand it is, no. In order to get a full kiyuma mitzvah, you need both the ma'isa and the kavanah. If you lack the kavanah, you don't get the full kiyuma mitzvah, but at least you still did the ma'isa. So you get a partial kiyuma mitzvah. You get something because you still did the ma'isa mitzvah. So is it that kavanah is ma'akiv the whole thing, that without kavanah the whole thing is a zero? Or that's what mitzvah srichas kavanah means? Or does mitzvah srichas kavanah mean that in order to get the full kiyuma mitzvah, you need to have kavanah also, and you got to keep on doing it until you have kavanah? You would have to keep on trying and doing it again until you have kavanah. But without kavanah, you still did something. It's still not an absolute zero. So to discuss this, let's take a look at the Tosos here in Pesachim on Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara on the bottom of Kuf Yudal and Beis had said that it's a davar pashut that if you happen to have access to other vegetables, you should use those other vegetables for karpas and save your lettuce for the mitzvah of marah, right? If you have lettuce and you have bananas, use your bananas for karpas and use your lettuce for marah. You have lettuce and you have potatoes, use your potatoes for karpas and use your lettuce for marah. That's a davar pashut. And then it's fairly straightforward what you're supposed to do. When you eat your karpas, you say baruch pi adama. When you eat your lettuce, you're going to say al achilas marah. So that would be wonderful. What if Hecha deleka elachasa? What if you only have lettuce? The Gemara wants to know. Mai, what's the din then? How do you break it down between karpas and marar when all you've got is lettuce? So the Gemara quotes a machlokas. Amar Rav Huna, mivarich me ikara amarar baruch pri adama va'achil. Make a bracha of baruch pri adama on the marar when it's time for karpas and eat it then. Ulebesof mivarich alei alachilas marar va'achil. And then when it comes time for the marar part of the seder, make the bracha of alachilas marar, but not baruch pri adama. So the first time you eat it, you don't say alachilas marar because you're not doing it for the sake of the mitzvah of marar. You're doing it for the sake of karpas. Second time you eat it, you say alachilas marar because now you're doing it for the mitzvah of marar. So ask the Gemara. So that is the opinion of who? That is Rav Huna. Maskif la Rav Chista. So Rav Chista asks on Rav Huna, how does that make any sense? You're going to make a bracha al achilas marar after you already ate a whole bunch of marar an hour ago when you're up to the karpas? La'achar shemile kreise emenu chozer mavarich alei. After you already filled your belly with it, now you're going to go and make a bracha of al achilas marar. Where's the overlast yasin in that? That doesn't work. You can't make the bracha so much later. Elam Rav Chisda disagrees. He says, "Meikarim varich alei baruch pri adama ve'al achilas marar va'achil." Initially, when you're eating karpas, you say baruch pri adama and al achilas marar. Ula b'sof achil achilas chaso below bracha. And then later, when you get to the part of marar at the seder, so eat the lettuce, but don't say a bracha. Says Gemara b'suria avdi k'rav Huna v'rav sheshes b'rei d'rav Yeshua avid k'rav Chisda. How do people, what should people do practically? In Surya they did like Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes b'rei d'Rav Yeshua followed Rav Chisda, v'hilchas hakavasei d'Rav Chisda. We pass like Rav Chisda, that you cannot say alachilas marar after you already filled your stomach with marar earlier on in the Seder, so you should say the the Alechlus Mar and Bor Pi Adama at the Karpas, and then just don't say a bracha when it comes time for the mitzvah of Marar. And then the Gemara just tells us, but obviously the best thing to do is to avoid this shaila entirely. How do you avoid the shaila entirely? Make sure you have celery or potatoes or bananas or whatever. Make sure you have something else that can't be used as maror for your karpas. And that's what Rav Acha Barei de Rava did. He was mahadir ashar yirakos lafukei nafshei miplukta. He tried to make sure that he had other vegetables as a way of getting out of any sort of machlokas. Good. Says Tosfos, on the top of Kuvtas Vavam Nal, Maskev La Rav Chissa, La Acha Shemili Kreso, Rav Chissa Nami Nira to Zavar Kresh Lakish to Bayi Kavana. He says, wait a second, what's Rav Chissa assuming? Do you need Kavana in order to be Yotzei the Mitzvah? Meaning, Rav Chissa's problem is, how can you make a bracha of Alechilus Marar if you already ate Marar Karpas? Why doesn't the Gemara say very simply? You know how? Because when you ate it at Karpas, you weren't having Kavana for the Mitzvah. And Mitzvah Shuchas Kavana. And therefore, when you ate the Marar Karpas, you got zero. You didn't get the mitzvah at all because you weren't having kavana. So that's why you can make the Alechilus Marar later on. No? Wouldn't that be a better way to answer it up? So says Tosfos, Rav Chista does hold like Reish Lakish that mitzvah shrichas kavana. And afal pi kein sovar de'ein achol nevarich b'tivol sheni. Still he holds you can't say a bracha. It's not appropriate to say a bracha the second time you're eating it. Why? Because you already ate it. You already ate that food. What do you mean? But I didn't get the mitzvah when I ate that food. So why is it problematic for me to make a bracha of Alechilus Marar now? What's he saying? Why should it be a problem? I didn't get the mitzvah then. Why didn't I get the mitzvah? Because I wasn't having kavana for Marar then. The impression you get from Tosfos is that maybe the first time you eat the maror without kavana, you may not get a full key of a mitzvah, but maybe it's not a zero. It's not a nothing. It's not that you get zero key of a mitzvah. Because if you got zero key of a mitzvah, there should be no problem of saying the bracha later on. I didn't eat maror yet. I ate karpas. There was no kavana for the mitzvah of maror. Elamai, maybe even when there's no kavana for the mitzvah of maror, there's some partial something relating to the mitzvah mar, enough to allow me to even say a bracha on it. What makes Tosfos assume that he holds mitzvah shrichas kavana? Do you suffer ain shrichas kavana? Because if he holds ain shrichas kavana, have a little memer behedya the nafik petibul rishon v'imvarch petibul sheni have a bracha levatala. Then he should have had bigger problems. If you hold mitzvah ain shrichas kavana, then his kasha shouldn't be lachar shemili kresi amen arkech you make a bracha on it. No, his kasha should be it's a bracha levatala. You already got your mitzvah. You got your mitzvah karpas. Now you're going to say a bracha, bracha levatala, violation of an iser. He doesn't say that. He just says, inappropriate. You already ate mara, now you're going to say bracha mitzvah. And it doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right. Bracha levatala. Elamai, he doesn't hold it's a bracha levatala. He holds that you didn't already get your mitzvah, because mitzvah is shrichos kavana. V'lotzarech l'rav chisla aduri ashar yiraki, umvarech l'rav chisla b'tibul rishon alach chidus marar, afagav di ikr mitzvahs marar lo nafik el b'tibul sheni achar matzah. So here's the key line over here. He says, according to Rav Chista, you could make the bracha of al achilas marar the first time you eat it, even though the ikr mitzvahs marar is only later on during the time for marar in the Seder. Lo nafik ele betibul sheni achar matzah mo eles habracha shebirech betibul rishon litibul sheni. The bracha that you made on the first time you had maror works for the second time. Me'achar shachol menu ma'at, betibul rishon. Since you did have a little bit with the first time. Mi b'tidahavi abrachas ha-shofar. He says, and where do you find this? Where do you find a similar idea that you can do a skeleton of the mitzvah with a bracha and then do the real mitzvah later on and rely on the bracha that you said when you started the basic skeleton of the mitzvah? Where else do we have that? At Tzkios to Yeshiva, by the brachas and shofar, we make the bracha on the Tzkios to Yeshiva, umoeles bracha the Tzkios Shaba Amida, Shehem Iker. Which Tzkios are they? We blow shofar right away when we say the bracha before Shemona Esrei. Now we blow shofar again during Shemona Esrei. Which is the Iker? What's the Iker mitzvah of shofar? Clearly during the Shemona Esrei. How do I know? because the shofar that we blow is Kenegan Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So only when you do it al haseder of Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros, that's the real mitzvah. So if you said a bracha and then you did the tekios demiyushav, it's okay. That bracha is still going to count for the tekios demu'umad, even though the tekios demu'umad are ikr. So bottom line, Tosos seems to be saying that even if you hold mitzvah srichos kavana, and you don't have kavana when you eat that lettuce the first time, it's still something. It's enough of a mitzvah that you're allowed to say the bracha on that. And that bracha will still count for later on when you do the real mitzvah. Yeah?
So, I think it's mashed from the Lashon of Tosos that since it's mo'a bracha, right? So that because it's mo'a bracha. Your bracha works, but still, you're not yod to the mitzvah. You're not yod to the mitzvah. Not even a skeleton of the mitzvah. You're not yod to at all the mitzvah. Because he wouldn't say mo'a bracha, he would say mo'a mitzvah. Your mitzvah is good. But it's after bracha, meaning you don't say, so he says within Rav Kesti, he says you don't say the bracha later because your bracha was chal. You should make a bracha earlier.
Why is that bracha chal if you're doing an action that is void of any significance? If that action is a zero in terms of mitzvah, why should the bracha work in connection with that action?
You have to hold that way or else the other way. He has to hold that way.
What?
Or else the other way would be bracha batal.
Why?
If we're working within the realm of the Shrichos Kavanah.
No, he's saying Shrichos Kavanah. He's working with Shrichos Kavanah. The mitzvah is Shrichos Kavanah. First time I'm eating the lettuce, I'm not having Kavanah, so I'm getting zero mitzvah.
That's right.
So why am I not making the bracha later? I'm not. He says, no, make the bracha earlier. But why? It's a zero. The impression that you get from the Tosfos is that it's not a zero, that it's a something.
That's why I thought it would be more stubborn to say that just the whole Shrichos ain't Shrichos. That's why I thought it would be more logical to say that.
Yeah, but Tosfos disagrees with you. Meaning, you're right, that may work, but Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos thinks, no, if Yael Mitzvah ain't Shrichos Kavanah, then Adraba, he should have asked better. He should have said, not just how could you make a bracha after Mali Kresa Emenu. He should have asked, how could you make a bracha at all after you already were Mekayim the Mitzvah's Bracha Levatala? Now, could you answer that question? Yeah, one could answer maybe that it's not a bracha levatala because you're still engaged in the mitzvah, even though you did the maror, but since it wasn't at the right time of the Seder, it's still a more mitzvah min amuvchar to do it again at the right time in the Seder. So if you didn't make a bracha over Las Yasan, as long as you're still engaged in the mitzvah, you could still make a bracha. Maybe you could answer that, but Tosfos didn't answer that.
I thought there may be a parallel between the two brachas, like two brachas. When do we have two brachas on the same chafsa? We have a bai, and it has to do with food. Fruits and we have wine in the suda, yayin, and then tafi, tova meitz. Then we don't say that you should make a tova meitz before because it's a separate inyan.
That's not a birch samitzvah, though. A tova meitz is not a birch samitzvah. It's not going to be a good comparison.
Tova meitz is a birch samitzvah.
Or shevach. It's not a birch samitzvah. Now,
does it come into play all that? What do you hold? You have to eat a kazayas or not eat
a karpas?
Yeah.
It sounds from this whole discussion that the assumption is that they're eating a kazayas by karpas. Otherwise, the whole discussion doesn't make sense, right? Because if they're not eating kazayas, then of course you weren't yotzei mara yet. You didn't eat a kazayas. So it sounds like they're assuming kazayas, which is also interesting, that they're making that assumption of kazayas. But what's his raya from shofar? His raya, he's trying to prove that you can make a bracha on the tibul rishon, even though you're not having kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah, and therefore you're not yotzei the mitzvah. And what's his and that bracha will count for the tibul sheni. And his raya is from shofar. Why is that a bad raya? Very difficult raya to understand. By shofar, let's say a person can't make it to shul. What do we do? What do we do for such a person? We bring the shofar to him, and what do? We blow al seder brachas, malchus achron shofars. No, we just blow 30 kolos. That's it. There's a person mekayim with a bracha. Yeah, but we're saying we blow 30 kolos with a bracha, but no malchus achron shofars. Is that a kima mitzvah? Of course, it's kima mitzvah. The reason that the bracha works on the tekios to miyushav, even though it's not the best way to do the mitzvah, is because l'chol apachus, it's a mitzvah. You are being mekayim the mitzvah. But if you hold mitzvah srichos kavana and you're eating karpas without any kavana l'shem marar, you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah at all. So what's the comparison between one and the other? By shofar, you're getting the mitzvah during the tekiyos to miyushar. But by karpas, you're not getting the mitzvah of marvyol, mitzvah shrichs kavana. And you're not having kavana l'shem mitzvah. So that's very difficult. Also, just logically, that you're going to say a bracha on the tibul rishon when there's absolutely zero kiyum mitzvah. You could say a bracha when there's no kiyum mitzvah whatsoever. So typically speaking, we say, oh, wait a second. We've discussed many times that very often a bracha is not on a kiyum mitzvah. A bracha is on a ma'isa mitzvah. Ah, oh, so you're doing the ma'isa mitzvah of achilas maror by karpas. You're just not getting a kiyum mitzvah till later when you eat maror again. So maybe that's why it's okay. But if you think about that for a couple of minutes, it's not at all the same. When do we say a bracha is on the ma'isa mitzvah even without a kiyum mitzvah? That's if the ma'isa mitzvah, which is going to give me the kiyum ultimately, but for some reason is separated from the kiyum mitzvah. So you make a bracha at the time of the ma'isa. For example, easiest example we always give, Sfira Sa'omer. Let's assume, like those Rishonim, that all the days of Sfira are one big mitzvah. If you assume that all the days of Sfira is one big mitzvah, it means that it's one big kiyum mitzvah. When does that kiyum set in? When do you get that mitzvah? At the end. You have to make it to the end. And when you make it to the end, Hashem says, okay, we check off the box in Shemayim, you get the mitzvah. Good? When do you say the bracha of Sfira Sa'omer? Each and every night of Sfira. But the Kiyum HaMitzvah, I'm going to say the bracha on the first night, second Seder, first night of Sfira Sa'omer, at the second Seder, I'm not getting the Kiyum for another 50 days. 49 days. How can I say a bracha now? Because I'm not saying a bracha on the Kiyum HaMitzvah, I'm saying a bracha on the Maisa Mitzvah, right? That's the general concept that we have, that a bracha is on a Maisa Mitzvah. Yeah, but that's when the Maisa Mitzvah contributes to your Kiyum. That by doing that Maisa is going to be part of my Kiyum. I'm only getting the Kiyum because I do these 49 Maisa Mitzvahs. But over here, that's not what's going on. When I eat karpas, when I eat lettuce for karpas without kavana, if you hold mitzvah shrichs kavana, what have I done? Nothing. I am going to get a kima mitzvah later when I eat maror, not because of this maisa. You know why I'm going to get a kima mitzvah later when I eat maror? Because I'm going to do another maisa. I'm going to eat maror again later. That's going to be my maisa mitzvah. So how can I make a bracha here? The whole thing is so not mistaber. What's Tosus talking about? If it's a zero, mitzvah shrichs kavana, without kavana, you have zero, you have a nothing. So how could it be that there is a bracha? How could it be that there's a bracha? The impression you get from Tosfos is that it's not a zero. Is that even if you're mitzvah shrichs kavana, when you do the mitzvah without kavana, you're still going to have to do it again. You didn't do the mitzvah properly, but it is a partial kiyum mitzvah. A very great chiddush that Tosfos has. Where else can you find this chiddush? In one little line in the Haktama V'Yeglital. In our Haktama Shirim, we once did Haktama V'Yeglital. It's a classic. It's one of the great Haktamos ever written. But in parentheses or in brackets, right in the middle of Haktama V'Yeglital, in source number 8. Ha'umnum Shadasa Tosos Psachim Kuftes Vavamed Aleph. He just mentions parenthetically. Tosos Tav Kuftes Vavamed Aleph and Psachim holds. Da Avlaman Yemar Tzrichus Kavana Mitzvahi Elashalo Yotza Ba Yedei Chovaso. It is a mitzvah even when you do it without kavana. It's just that you weren't yotze yochi, you still got to do it again.
He loses.
It's like puravu. You have a child, you don't need to have a boy and a girl. It is a mitzvah. You just have to keep trying until you get the boy and the girl. So you do the mitzvah without kavana. Yeah, you get credit for a mitzvah. You just got to keep trying until you get it with kavana. Unbelievable chiddush. But he says it's the only way to read this Tosos. He just like sticks it in there. You know, a little line in the parentheses. Avnezer gainayla. But he says, "Ach das yichid is yizu." You should know that that's the das yachid. Most people would assume, most Rishonim would assume, that if mitzvah shrichs kavana, you don't have kavana, you got nothing. It's not that you did a mitzvah, but you know, you just got to keep trying. Most assume it's nothing. Yeah.
Why
why isn't Tosfos assume that pouring your pisto that would hold that mitzvah to your chumah? Why doesn't he assume that, you know, let's say pisto holds that you have to be fine, you have to make two rafim before, fine if you have. But why isn't one whole long over lasiyasa, meaning the haggadah, the whole sefer haggadah, until they feel smart? Let's just say it's one whole long ma'aseh mitzvah. That it's all one law.
You're assuming that Maror is so directly connected to the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that wouldn't be a hefsek between the bracha and the.
That's one law, my
sister. Right, that's a very big chiddush about Maror. It's a very big chiddush in Maror to say that. Pashtus is Maror is a mitzvah sachila. The mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
We mentioned Maror in the mag many times.
We mention it, yeah.
Many times at all.
Yeah.
Saying, but there is a connection with the Magid and the Mar.
Everything's connected to
Magid. Right. Yeah.
And then to say that, you'd also have to say Matzah is also connected to the Mar, also because it's also.
For sure, Matzah even more so than Mar, you would say that, right?
Let's just say it's for one Maisa.
Very hard to say that. I'm saying it's very hard to say that because the Mitzvah seems.
If you have two maror,
no, and it's also you're not just making it at the beginning of the Seder, you're saying it dafka by karpas when you're about to eat maror, when you're about to eat lettuce. And you wouldn't say it if you were eating potatoes at karpas. You're only saying because you're doing that action. But that action is void of any meaning.
Yeah, but this is in the Gemara, Rav Chisra and Kuna are in a situation in which, okay, we don't have any other options. What's the best option? So if this is saying, yeah, you make it before, maybe it's a whole one long mice and mitzvah.
It's just hard to.
What's
the problem of lachash emili kresa emenu? Why is that a problem? When you were emili kresa emenu, I had salad today. How could I make a bracha of alechilus mar? What do you mean? When you had salad, you weren't having kavana l'shem mitzvah, so you got a zero. What didn't count as a mitzvah? So now you could say the bracha of alechilus mar. So what's the problem? So Elamai, the Tosus assumes that there is some sort of partial kiyum mitzvah. That must be what Tosus is assuming, that there's some sort of partial kiyum mitzvah. Unless you suggest that maybe when you do a ma'isa that would be a ma'isa mitzvah during the Zman mitzvah, even though you're not getting any kiyum mitzvah whatsoever, it's shaykh to make a birchsa mitzvah. And a birchsa mitzvah could be said on something that is that would be a ma'isa mitzvah during the Zman of the kiyum mitzvah, even though you're not actually getting a kiyum mitzvah, which is a very great chiddush. And that's maybe what Tosfos is trying to say with the shofar. When we blow the first 30 kolos, we don't want that to be our mitzvah. We don't want to be yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa then. We'd much rather our mitzvah d'oraisa be fulfilled during Malchus Achron Shofros, because we want the mitzvah d'oraisa to be done in the best possible way. So what we're really angling for by the first 30 kolos is for those not to count. For those not to be our mitzvah. When someone is sick and you go to their house and you blow 30 kolos, that's what they want to be their mitzvah. But for us in Shul, when we're going to blow tekiyos to Muhammad, blowing tekiyos to Yushev is not going to be our mitzvah. So maybe Tosfos is saying something like that, but also it's just so not mistaver that if there's zero kiyum, that a birchsa mitzvah could be chal on something when there's no kiyum.
When we say halal, is that a
birchsa
mitzvah?
Yeah.
So we yotzei halal. We're not yotzei halal until we finish the whole halal. So I'm saying. Let's say what one would stop after the first paragraph of Tehillim to halal. Is that a bracha of atala? Because maybe there's no kiyum mitzvah on a scale.
Probably is a bracha of atala.
So maybe as a raya, say that maybe there is no such thing as a skeleton of a mitzvah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tosfos is a very great. Tosfos therefore must be mechadesh that there is a partial mitzvah over here when you're lacking kavana. Right, over there you're not doing the full ma'aseh. Over here you're doing the full ma'aseh, you're just not having kavana. And that the way the Avnei Nezer says, the way the Agli Talmud says, that Tosfos holds that a full ma'aseh without any kavana, if you hold Mr. Shrich's kavana, is a partial kiyum. And because it's a partial kiyum, that's why you're able to say the birchsa mitzvah. Okay. The second thing I wanted to discuss is the definition of kavana, what the word kavana means. We find that kavana means different things in different mitzvahs, in different contexts, rather. For example, Over here, when we say mitzvah srichos kavana versus mitzvah sein srichos kavana, so what does the word kavana mean when we say mitzvah srichos kavana? What's supposed to be in your head? What's supposed to be going through your head when you say mitzvah srichos kavana? Good. I'm doing God's will. I'm doing this because God told me to do it. If you're wearing tefillin, do you also have to have kavana that, you know, God wears tefillin that says, Mikam Chi Yisrael, and these tefillin say, Shemai Yisrael, Shemai Yisrael, Shemai Yisrael, and this shows my dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a Zeichel Yitzchias Mitzrayim, and all the themes of tefillin, do you need to do that? No, that's not kavana. It's nice. It's wonderful. It's beautiful. But that's not what we mean when we say Mitzvah Shuchz Kavana. When you're eating matzah, if you'll miss the Shuchz Kavana, do you have to think about the Shibud and, you know, how the bread didn't have time to rise and whatever? Probably not. Mitzvah kavana means that you're having kavana to do the will of God. I'm eating matzah because God wants me to eat matzah. I may or may not be familiar with what the matzah is all about. Pashtus is having all those other kavanas of matzah is a key mitzvah of Sipritzis Mitzrayim, not a key mitzvah of matzah. Now, the key mitzvah of matzah is that I have kavana that I'm doing the will of God. When you eat mora, even remembering the merirus of the shibud may not be the kavana of the mitzvah. The kavana is I'm doing the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I just want to show you that it's not so everywhere. We don't find that that's necessarily the case everywhere we use the term kavana. What's the other major place where the term kavana comes up? What? Kriya Shema or tefillah. We talk about kavana in davening. You got to daven with kavana, with lots of kavana. So what does that mean with lots of kavana? That I realize that tefillah is a mitzvah and that I'm doing it because God wants me to do it? Is that what we mean when we say kavana b'tefillah? Probably not. You probably mean something else by kavana b'tefillah. So there is a famous Reb Chaim that's kedai to see inside if you've never seen it inside. I'm sure you've heard it outside at least, probably from me and probably from many others as well. There's a very famous Reb Chaim, famous piece of Reb Chaim, toward the beginning of the Sefer, on the Rambam Nilchas Tefillah, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. The Rambam Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph Nilchas Tefillah writes that of those things that are ma'akev es ha-tefillah, of those things that are critical in order to be yotzei the mitzvah of tefillah, is kavana. And the Rambam goes on to say, ketzad, kol tefillah she'ena bekavana eina tefillah. Any tefillah that's done without kavana is not tefillah. V'mispalel below kavana. And if you've davened without kavana, Choser umispalel bekavana. What you need to do is daven again, this time with kavana. Good? That's what the Rambam says. If you find that your mind isn't right, get it right before you daven. You need kavana. Problem is, the Rambam does not distinguish in Perek Dalet between different parts of tefillah. He just says if at any point during davening you are not having kavana, you're going to have to daven again. You're going to have to say Shemona Esrei again. If you discover in the middle of the 15th bracha of Shemona Esrei that you're somewhere in the ninth inning of yesterday's Mets game in your head, and that you don't know where you lost it, but you lost it somewhere along the way, you're going to have to go back and say the entire Shemona Esrei. That's what the Rambam says. Problem is, the Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Tefillah says again about how important kavana is, and that kavana is critical for every tefillah. And the Rambam writes, "Misha spalav lo kivin es libo yachzov yispal bekavana." If someone davened without kavana, he's got to daven again with kavana. But then it gets tricky. V'im kivin es libo bebracha rishona shuv eino tzarich. If you had kavana for the first bracha, okay, then you're good. Then you don't need to go back and daven again. So when is kavana critical? Only the first bracha. So Frek Reb Chaim, which is it? Is it all of Shemona Esrei? Is it only the first bracha? When is kavana critical? So says Reb Chaim, classic Reb Chaim style. Tzvei dinim bekavana. The word kavana means two different things. One type of kavana that we talk about is kavana that you're omid lefnei HaMakom, that you're omid lefnei Hashem, that you're talking to the Ribono Shel. Then there's another type of kavana called pirush hamilah, that you know what the words mean. That you're saying words and you understand the words. The Rambam in Perek Dalet, when he says that you need to have kavana throughout the entire tefillah, and a lack of kavana at any point during the tefillah is going to sink your entire tefillah and you're going to have to daven all over again. That's talking about the kavana of Omid Lefnei HaMakom, that you're standing in front of Hashem. when the Rambam says that kavanah is only critical in the first bracha, that's talking about a different kind of kavanah. That's talking about the kavanah of knowing what the words mean. So says Reb Chaim, the way the Rambam paskens is, when do you need kavanah li'ikuva? When will it be ma'akiv your tefillah? Well, you need to realize that you're only lefnei Hashem and talking to Hashem throughout the entire tefillah, beginning to end. Failure anywhere along the way, and you'll have to repeat the entire Shemot Esrei. You're going to have to know what the words mean by the first bracha. Failure in that, in knowing what the words mean in the first bracha, and you're not Yotzi Tefillah. But if you don't know what the words of the seventh bracha mean, as long as you realize you're Amalek Nei Hashem, you're not going to have to repeat your tefillah. That's what Reb Chaim says. But says Reb Chaim, let's analyze this a little bit more. What are these different types of kavanah? Which of these kavanahs that we're talking about by tefillah is the mitzvah srichas kavanah kind of kavanah? The mitzvah kavanah kind of kavanah is to recognize that I'm doing this action because God told me to do it. Which of these kavanahs by tefillah parallels the kavanah that we talk about with mitzvah srichas kavanah? After all, tefillah is a mitzvah. But it's Daraisa Drabbanu Machlok Zram Rambam. But tefillah is a mitzvah. It's definitely Daraisa. The question is whether it's just based Tzara or every day it's Daraisa. But tefillah is a mitzvah Daraisa, let's say. So if you hold mitzvah shikhs kavanah, you hold tefillah needs kavanah. Which of these types of kavanahs is that kavanah of mitzvah shikhs kavanah? And the answer, says Reb Chaim, is neither. There's a third type of kavanah you need by tefillah also, and that's the regular mitzvah shikhs kavanah tefillah. Meaning, mitzvah shikhs kavanah means you have to realize you're doing this because God wants you to do it. You got to have that by tefillah the same way you got to have that by everything else. So you start davening and you think, why am I doing this? Because God wants me to do it. Good! You're yotzei mitzvah shikhs kavanah. The kavanah that you're only b'fnei makom is a much more fundamental kavanah. Much more fundamental kavanah. What do I mean more fundamental kavanah? The kavanah that you're talking to Hashem is such, says Reb Chaim, that if you don't realize you're talking to Hashem, it's not that you're davening without kavanah. It's not a shame tefillah. It's not called davening. You're not even doing the maisa mitzvah. The definition of the word tefillah is not, if you look up the dictionary definition of prayer, it doesn't say in the dictionary reciting the words printed in your siddur. The definition of prayer is to communicate with the Almighty. If you do not realize that you are talking to Hashem, you aren't talking to Hashem. You're just practicing reading Hebrew words. And that's not prayer. If you put on tefillin without having kavanah that you're serving Hashem, you're doing the maisa mitzvah of putting on tefillin. You're just not having kavanah. If you daven without realizing that you're talking to Hashem, you're not even doing the maisa mitzvah of tefillah. It's like a misasik bialma, says Reb Chaim. It's like something happening without you even realizing it. You're not even doing the maisa. It's less than a misasik. It's not even tefillah. It's a zero. It's an absolute nothing in tefillah. So the very, very, very base level of kavanah, just even call it the maisa mitzvah. Tefillah is unique in that you need some level of kavanah to even get the maisa mitzvah. Every other mitzvah we could divide, okay, there's the maisa and then there's the kavanah. By tefillah, without a certain basic level of kavanah, you don't even have the maisa mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah demands that you recognize you're talking to Hashem. That's the basic level of Kavanah. Then you have the regular Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah type of Kavanah. That you have to realize that you're doing this because God wants you to do it. That's Mitzvah Srichas Kavanah. And then, on top of that, by Tefillah, you have a higher level Kavanah. Which is knowing what the words mean. That's a third level of Kavanah. That's unique to tefillah because tefillah involves words. So knowing what the words mean, and that's critical, a chiddush in Hilchas Tefillah, that's critical by the first paragraph of tefillah. He then goes on to say that Yesh Lahusim Od in the last paragraph. L'das haRambam d'chovas haTfila u'mitzvaso humi din Torah. According to the Rambam, that the chiyuv of davening every day is a din d'oraisa. Va'afilu la'cholkem al haRambam. And even those who argue, haynu rak b'chiyuv avol kiyuma v'inyan avil kol yalma midin Torah. It says, even if there's no mitzvah of tefillah midoraisa every day, everybody holds it's a kiyum mitzvah d'oraisa. Im kein, misasek tavi din d'oraisa b'kol haTorah kulu, d'misasek einu klum midin Torah. V'chein ha'ad mitzvah shrichs kavanah, d'noi b'kol mitzvah s'torah, v'gam kein din ikuv shalom midin Torah. If you're missing Kavana 1 or Kavana 2, don't bother davening. Because if you're missing Kavana 1, it's misasek. It's not even Maisa of Tvila. If you're missing Kavana 2, well, we pass the mitzvah shrichas Kavana for a mitzvah daraisa. So it's no good. Masha'in came, din Kavana shel pirush ha'dvarim ha'masuyam rak b'tvila. As opposed to type 3 kavana, that higher level kavana of knowing what the words mean, which is only a kavana by tefila, haregam b'tefila atzma eino rak mitakanas chachamim. That level of kavana is only din drabana. V'imkein shaper nuchalom arkivin demidaraisa mi'ahav yotefila alkein yispal gam b'lo yochol l'chavin zos. So what if a person knows that he doesn't know Hebrew at all? He's not going to get, he doesn't know what the first words of the first paragraph mean. Should he daven at all? Is it better not to daven? So he says, what? Yeah, find out what it means. But let's say he doesn't have the book. Should he daven at all? Says Reb Chaim, probably yes. Because that third level kavanah is only a din d'rabbanan. He has the ability to do tefillah d'oraisa with just the first two levels of kavanah. So let him do that. Va'ach im yachal l'chavin rak shespal below kavanah yachsav yispal lel. It's just that if you do know what the words mean and you just weren't focused on it, you will have to say Shmona Esrei again if you didn't focus on it for the first paragraph. But that doesn't mean that it's worthless. So that type of kavana may be worth something on a daraisa level, even without that third type of kavana. But you're going to have to repeat Shmona Esrei midrabanan if you didn't have that type of kavana. Question?
According to the Rambam and the Chaim, is there a din tashlumin then if you didn't have a kavana? Meaning, let's say daven shayfers, you daven and you raise like at 1 o'clock in the morning in the afternoon. Wait, I didn't know what that
bracha meant. So pashas there should be din tashlumin. Yeah, but I think so. I would think so. Yeah.
According to the last thing we said, I'm saying because the hierarchy of importance in the person who doesn't have that third kavana, the first bracha, it's like. Wouldn't it just be a never-ending cycle of having to repeat Shemoneh Esrei? So, like, if he doesn't know the
parashah
for the first
bracha, no, you're only going to repeat once you learn it. So he wouldn't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. It's better for him to say Shemoneh Esrei, not repeat it, even though he
just not repeat it.
Yeah, you won't repeat it because there's no sense in repeating it if you're not gaining anything new. The whole point of repeating is that you then get that additional kiyum of that zindarabon. No, I would think that in that case you wouldn't have to repeat it. So this is one example where the word kavana means something beyond I'm doing the will of God. We'll see Be'ez Hashem, maybe another example tomorrow. We're going straight through in the order, the Seder HaDvarim and the Mar Makomos from here on. So, okay.